White House defends emotional Kamala Harris removing mask indoors despite close contact with coronavirus. By Charlie Spiering on April 11, 2022. The White House defended Vice President Kamala Harris on Monday after she was caught not wearing a mask indoors with newly confirmed Supreme Court Justice nominee Ketanji Brown Jackson. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki defended Harris after she was spotted in a White House video not wearing a mask indoors after she had been in close contact with a staffer who tested positive for the coronavirus. "It was an emotional day, it was a historic day. And there were moments she was not wearing a mask inside and including in a photo," Psaki admitted, but defended Harris for wearing a mask indoors 99.9% of the time. On Wednesday, the vice president's office announced that Harris Communications Director Jamal Simmons tested positive for coronavirus and said the vice president was deemed to be in close contact with him. The statement promised Harris would continue to follow CDC guidance but continue with her public schedule. "People who have been in close contact with the virus are advised to socially distance themselves from others and wear a mask." But Harris appeared publicly with Jackson, despite her contact with the virus. On Friday, Psaki reassured reporters that Harris wore a mask when she was indoors with a newly confirmed Supreme Court justice, even though she did not wear one during an outdoor ceremony celebrating her confirmation vote. "Outside, you can benefit significantly being outside. That's why we had the event outside today," Psaki said to reporters when asked about the vice president's actions. She used the same argument to defend Harris' decision to hug Jackson, despite her contact with the virus. "She had an emotional moment, which is understandable," Psaki said.